Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Thank you.
to Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you belong to Jesus, guess what? Victory belongs to you. Welcome to the Turn on the Light podcast with Pastor Stephen and Butterfield.
Amen.
What an awesome day to be alive. Amen. I want you to know that whatever situation you are dealing with or whatever circumstance it is, victory belongs to Jesus. And victory is yours because he paid for it on the cross.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So today I want to declare to you that you have the victory. Doesn't matter what it looks like right now, but you have the victory because you belong to Jesus and victory belongs to him. Amen?
Amen.
We are so excited that you have tuned in tonight. Welcome again to this broadcast. We expect great things from the Lord
Amen.
Tonight. You will hear a word that will change your life tonight.
Amen.
We thank God for everything that he's doing. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where our leadership is Archbishop Bruce Smith and Bishop Kevin Jones is our lead pastor. Pastor Cree Osler is our worship pastor. Tina Quinn is our youth pastor. And we thank God for everything that he's doing
Amen.
With us. Even during these times, God is still on the throne. Amen. He is still in control. Don't you get weary. Don't you get wounded. Don't worry about it. God has everything under control. And we thank God for everything that he's doing with us and for us. Amen. We thank God for every Sunday at 10 a.m. You can go to YouTube, go to Light of the World, LOTW, and tune in and hear the mighty praises of God and the word of God. Amen. On Wednesday night, you can also tune in at 7 p.m. and get the word. Go to YouTube and go search for Light of the World, Christian Tabernacle, and you will get some great sermons, some
Amen.
Great worship songs. Amen. That would enter you into the presence of God. So we thank God for what he's doing. We are praying. We're staying safe. Amen.
Amen.
Stay at home. Stay away.
Mm-hmm.
Protect yourself. Do what's right. We taught a lesson a couple Saturdays ago. Do not be tricked by the devil
mm-hmm.
and tell him let the devil tell you that God will protect you. Throw yourself down. No.
Mm-hmm.
Go out without a mask and whatever. No, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Do the thing that makes sense and let God be God.
Amen.
You do the natural, he will do the supernatural. Amen. So
Amen.
We thank God for everything that's going on, and we thank God we know that God has a plan for his people.
Yes.
And during this time, dark days, is when the light really shines.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage every Christian, everyone who named the name of Christ, to let your light shine
yes.
even more during these days.
That's
and we thank
right.
God for all of you. Amen. Support this broadcast down through the years. We want you to go to our website, ButterfieldsMinistriesWorldwide.com. Go ahead there and support us in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for everything that he is doing. And we thank God for my wife. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God that we are safe.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Is meeting our needs. Amen.
Thank
we
you,
are he, we are not sick. God is
right.
protecting us.
Yes,
we pray
Lord.
That
thank
God is
Lord.
Doing the same thing for you and your household.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we thank God. And tonight we have a mighty man of God who is going to be putting the word down. Amen. So we thank
Amen.
God for him and his wife. Amen. We bless them tonight. And he is none other than Minister Joseph Jones. So we will bring him live. Press 1 on your phone. And we will bring you live tonight so we can get into the word of what God want to do with us and through us tonight. Amen. Minister Jones, you are now live on the air, sir.
Good afternoon, good evening, good evening, good evening, Pastor Stephen and Butterfield. How are you doing this evening?
Good.
How are you?
Yeah, we're doing fine just here in Jonesboro. We just thank God for you all again for allowing the Lord to use you all for this broadcast, and God has blessed you all to set this thing up for the word to be shared across the nations. And Lord, we just thank you for your obedience unto the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Before we get started, I'd like to introduce someone to you all that you know. My lovely wife, of 14 years, she would just give us a song of preparation before we get the message going. So at this time, Sister Emily Jones.
Amen. All right. All right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You're live.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I will lift mine eyes to the hills, knowing my help is come. From your peace you give me in times of the storm. You are the source of my strength.
Yes, Lord.
And Jesus, you and I lift my hands in total praise to you. And Jesus, you are the source of my strength. Hallelujah. You are the strength of my life, and I lift my hands in total praise to you. Amen.
Lord, you know, that's one of my favorites there, and I'm over here already crying
yeah.
Already before I even get started, because you know that song hits right at home when you know
yeah.
you can give
yeah.
God your total praise, and you know
Hallelujah.
He holds your future in His hands.
Yeah.
You know, we can thank God tonight for allowing us to be here, alive, well, healthy, in our great
yeah.
in our good minds. And, you know, we don't take life lightly, because we know that it is precious, and God has paid the price already for our life. And so we must learn how to do what we're supposed to do as people of God, to give God all the honor and all the praise and all the glory. You know, tonight, we're not going to hold you long. We just want to give you a word from the Lord and get you in, get you out of the way. And so we want tonight just to thank everybody who's listening tonight. We want to give a special prayer out to Mother Weems for healing for her two cousins on my side and my wife's side, Kenny Ganey and Joel Stokes. We just want to bless them and lift them up in prayer for their health. And then we want to just bless those who are in the front line, those
yeah.
who are working at hospitals, Brenda Wilkins in Virginia as a nurse, and all those that we know and love. And everybody's on this broadcast tonight. If you got someone or have someone that's working in the public, we just pray for them and their safety, and God will
yes,
use
yes.
them as a witness for Him. Tonight,
mm-hmm.
I want to do something we talked about last month, and I kind of gave you a preview of it, what we're going to be speaking on tonight. And tonight we'll be talking for one scripture, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Now, I know you
mm-hmm.
Bible readers out there, Bible thumpers, you already know what the scripture says, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. And it reads this in the King James Version. It says, "My people, if my people,
which are called by my name, to humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from God or hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their lands. Let us pray real quickly. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you tonight, Lord, just saying thank you for all the things that you're about to do in us, out of us, through us, and with us. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, we thank you for your power, your mercy, and your grace upon our lives, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for who you are, Father, that you have been obedient to your Father, who went to the cross for our sins and forgave us for all that we have done, said, or thought. And, Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, we ask you a special blessing on each ear that's listening tonight, Lord God, that we will share the word with them, and, Lord, they will share the word with others. And, Father, that you will get all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. God, use me, O Lord. Speak through me, Lord, and let your word go forth as mighty and powerful as it is, and we'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Listen,
amen.
This is a simple title. The title here tonight and the subject is, it's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Now, I don't know, you can't get no easier than that. The subject tonight is, it's as simple as 1, 2, 3. See, during this season, the whole world is experiencing a different way of life. Over these past few months, our living arrangements have shrunk to the confinement within our own home and without a lot of interaction with others. Our lives has changed drastically because being able to go to and from without restrictions has changed. And now, what I want you to understand is, why would people not adhere to the law of the land? So there are people in the world who make life difficult or make life decisions and make them more difficult and complicated than they need to be. And see, some folks are going around just doing what they please without even thinking about the consequences. So I ask you tonight, why do people make things harder than they should be? See, in this present time, the guidelines of the world, across the world, is stay at home, wash your hands, maintain a social distance. And to me, that's as simple as 1, 2, 3.
Amen.
See, now, I must remind you, married couples. Married couples, social distancing does not apply to your household. And in fact, you should be getting more acquainted with your spouse. And at this time, y'all should be coming together as one. See, you might have taken a page out the R&B side and just want to sing that song, "The Closer I Get to You, the More You Make Me Feel." You know about that. So, at the same time, we need to understand that God has given us a part of life on the spiritual side and the natural side. So we don't want to use this to separate ourselves, but to come together. So look, let me just break this thing down to you. It's not surprising to me that some people are being defined against civil authority, but in the church, we shouldn't have that same problem. See, the Bible tells us that we should obey those who have ruler over us. That's the word.
Right.
The word, that's in Hebrews 13:7. So if you don't know what to do, you need to seek God's wisdom or seek somebody who has godly wisdom and ask them what says the Lord. But see, at the same time, we should use common sense even though we have free will. So if God gives us free will, why don't we have the will to live free from disobedience? See, I believe there would be less people have perished during this season, the COVID-19. If people would just set aside their pride and follow the instructions of the medical experts. Well, Brother Jones, what would you say to the world and the church during this time? And my reply would be, naturally, stay at home, wash your hands, and maintain a social distance. To me, again, that is simple as 1, 2, 3. But can I make a public announcement right here? Don't be fooled by the things and the things that the influential people are saying and saying it's okay to go back out and start hanging out and doing what you want to do and get caught up in a bad situation. See, there is a thing called test dummy. I don't know if y'all watched that commercial where the people sit in the car and they slam the car against the wall and the test dummy goes back and forth to test out the car. Well, don't you be that person. Because, see, just like God has given us a spiritual sense, he gives us common sense also. So don't get caught up in this season listening to the wrong people. Take this for a word from the wise. See, but spiritually, if I could tell the people what they need to do now, one, I would say pray. Two, I say repent. And three, be obedient to God's word. See, God never intended for Christians to live our lives without using wisdom. The Bible tells us that in Proverbs, the fourth chapter, verses 5 and 7. And even in chapter 16 and verse 16, it speaks about wisdom and understanding. See, therefore, has written this word, and we must trust it and believe on it. See, as Christians, following Jesus Christ shouldn't be an issue or a hard task. In fact, if you do exactly what the Bible says, it will keep us out of a lot of trouble, and we won't have so many heartaches. Can I be honest with you tonight? What happens is, it's the church folks. See, they are the ones who really give Christianity a bad name. See, this makes it so difficult for the world who are watching our lives to want to turn over our new life because all the church folks making rules, regulations, and having controlling ways. See, we'd rather have people in bondage following us than following Jesus. See, I never saw in the Bible where Jesus made his disciples wear uniforms or had a board, a deacon board, or a new member choir. And my favorite, you have to ask the church members to vote on if somebody could join the church. Now, I don't know about that, but that's some foolishness to me. See, we confuse religion with relationship with Christ. And religion makes it makes born again harder than it really needs to be. So it's really, it's easy as 1, 2, 3. Listen, can I show you 3 things how we can turn the season around to be blessed and have the favor of God over our life? Listen, these are 3 things we need to do. We need to identify, follow the instructions, and we will receive the promise. It's as simple as that. See, let's identify something on the natural side. Your personal ID, your identification reveals your name, your birth, date, your weight, your height, your address, and other information about you. But this information is for the observer to know who they are dealing with. Hold on now, because I'm going somewhere with this. See, man has come up with a system to brand you with numbers and track you and your trends because the world always wants to keep up with you at all times. This is why you have a social security number, and your fingerprints is so important because you can get a fake ID, but you can't get another set of fingerprints. See, these 2 things is how the doctors and the police officers can identify you so they'll know who they're dealing with. So as on the spiritual side, we as Christians, we need to know how we identify in Christ. See, Galatians 3:26 makes it plain. It tells us that we are the children of God in Jesus Christ. Or I can identify with that. And also in Romans 8:17 tells us that if we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. So if you know who you are in Christ, you can identify with Christ and God the Almighty. Let's go to the scriptures we just read from 2 Chronicles 7:14. Let's look at this thing line by line. It says, if my people, we're going to identify something right here. He said, if my people, see, God has already recognized us as his people. But the only way you can be called his people, you must be the part of the family. And the only way you can do that is accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Well, where do you find that at, Brother Jones? Go to Romans 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. And see, Ephesians 1 and 5 tells us that we are predestinated unto the adoption of Jesus Christ, and that makes us his people. So I hope you can identify yourself with Christ tonight. But what else can you identify yourself with? The second part where he said, which are called by my name. Jesus knows your name before you ever existed. He said, I knew you before you entered into your mother's womb. He knows how, and he knows what you're going to do before you even do it. And so we know that if we know God, the Lord will call us. Well, how do we know God calls us? And he tells us simply in Isaiah 43:7. It says, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him. This is God talking now. He said, I have formed him, and I have made him. He said, now listen to what he's saying to us. So if God has created for his glory and he formed us, he made us, we know who we are in him. But see, what does it mean to be called by his name? This means God has set a seal of approval over our lives to carry his name. See, look at 1 Peter 2 and 9. It says, you are a chosen person, a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a people belonging to God. See, the old saying back in the day, people used to say, it's not what they call you, it's what you answer to. And so if we know who we are, we know how to say that I am a son or daughter of God. So I know that John 15, 14 and 15 says, Jesus called me his friend. He calls me blessed because Matthew 5, chapter 3 through 11 tells us about the blessings that God has before us. And then he calls me the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower. You can find that in Deuteronomy 28, 12 and 13. But see, I know who I am in Christ. But I would never know this unless I can identify myself in him. Well, Brother Jones, how can you identify yourself in him? It's simple. Go to John 15, 4 and 5. It makes it plain. Look what it says, John 15, 4 and 5. He says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branches cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. He said, I am the vine. Who is I? It's God. He said, ye are the branches. Who are the branches? We are. He said, he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. In other words, Jesus is the vine, and you and I are the branches. And again, without Jesus, we can't do nothing until he let us go and go forth and do what we need to do.
That's right.
So this is the thing that we got to understand, y'all. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that we identify ourselves in Christ, and we know who we are. But here comes the part that most people struggle with, and that's the following the instructions. Remember I said we're going to talk about three things, identification, or ID, following the instructions, and then we receive the promise. So the following of instructions is sometimes harder than listening to it. The Bible tells us that we must humble ourselves just as Jesus did towards his Father. Philippians 2:2-8 makes that plain. He said, being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Can I pause right here for a second? Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
What if Jesus did not go to the cross for our sins? What if Jesus said, I'm not going to be obedient to my Father because some of these folks out here ain't going to do right regardless of what if I do? So why would I die for somebody who's going to be hard-headed and not follow the instructions? But Jesus didn't do that. He humbled himself, and he went to the cross for our sins. See, if we humble ourselves, look at what the scripture says. We humble ourselves. If we would do that, we would get the blessing of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 12 and 6 and 7 tells us that the prince of Israel and the kings humbled themselves, and they knew that the Lord is righteous. And this is what God said in verse 7. He said, and when the Lord saw that the people humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came, and it was said, they humbled themselves, therefore I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance, and my wrath should not be poured out on Jerusalem. Don't that sound like our times today, y'all? If we will humble ourselves, God would not pour out his wrath on us. He would deliver us and grant us a deliverance out of this time. Even James 4 and 10 tells us that we need to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. See, we got to get to the point, y'all, that we got to learn how to get on our knees and humble ourselves before the Lord. 1 Peter 5 and 6 tells us the same thing. He said, likewise, you young folks who think they don't have to bow down to nobody, they know it all. He says, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves to the elders, somebody who knows something, somebody who's been down the road, somebody can tell you something. He said, ye all are to be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. See, we don't like that word. We don't like being humble. He said, because God resists the proud. See, God is telling you what he don't like. And then he's going to tell you something good right behind that. He said, for God resists the proud and give grace to the humble. So if he don't like you being proud, he must love you being humble. That's just the Bible. The Bible says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Now, listen to this. God is saying, if you humble yourself, he'll give you grace. And if you do it towards him, he would lift you up and exalt you in due time. That sounds like a good deal to me. But see, we got some more problems in this following instructions, because there are three more things we got to do in following this instruction. And see, we need to learn how to pray and follow these instructions. See, prayer, Luke 18:1 just says plainly, he said, he spake a parable to them to this end, that men all ought to always to pray and faint not. What he's saying is that we need to pray and not give up. We need to pray and not give out. See, praying is the four levels. And it really breaks down into four different things. If you take the P out of pray, that's really telling us to praise God for who he is and who he is in our lives. You see, the R represents repentance. See, we must repent to God and ask him to forgive us for all the things that we've done, past, present, future, whatever it is, and clean us up. And then the A stands for ask. Ask God for what you will concerning your life, because we praised him, we repented for our sins. Now we have a clear conscience and a clear path to ask him what we will. But the last part is the yes, is the why. The why saying yes to God's will, yes to his way. See, when we get to that point, we know how to pray. We praise God, we repent, we ask God for what we need, and then we'll say yes to his will. See, the last part of that is the hard part, too, of the yes. Because sometimes we don't want to do the way God wants us to do it. We want to do it and not God's way. And sometimes we don't get our prayers answered because we missed the last part. But still, at the same time, what else do we got to see in this word? See, we're looking at this prayer in 2 Chronicles 7:14. We're breaking it down line by line. The other part that it says, seek God's face. Seek God's face and not his hand. See, when we seek the Lord's face, this means we want to be in his presence. See, seeking God's hand, we're looking for the blessing of God. There is a difference now between seeking God's face and seeking God's hand. Seeking God's face is that we want to dwell in his presence, and seeking his hands, we want the blessings from him. And so all we need to do is seek God's face so we can dwell in the presence of the Lord. So Psalms 53:2 tells us that God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand that seek God. That's just simple and plain to me. Isaiah 53 says the same thing. He said, yet they seek me daily and diligently to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness. See, when we seek God, we will know his ways. And then Jeremiah 29:13 says, you will seek me and find me. And it says, and when you seek me with all your heart, when you seek God, we get to know him, and our desires of him is more than anything else that we have in our lives. Let me back this thing up when we say this. When we seek for him, we find him. But guess what? You know how many times people have said they went to jail or they went through problems and somebody they found the Lord? How did you find the Lord? You're the one who was lost. How did you find somebody who was already there? See, we get this thing twisted up and turned around, and we use the wrong vernacular. See, we seek for him, and we found him because we were lost. God was already there at the same all the time. And so when we do these things, God will bless us and give us eyes of our heart, but we got to line up with his word. Then he tells us in the same scripture, he says, turn from your wicked ways. When you are wicked, you are going past beyond being evil, beyond being hatred. See, he said, turn from your wicked ways. 2 Chronicles 6:37-39 says that, you know, when Solomon was building the temple, and he was telling the people there that some things we have to do. And he said, listen, he said, they betake themselves in the land whether they go carry captivity and turn and pray unto thee in the land of their captivity, saying, we have sinned. See, we're humbling ourselves. And he said, and we have done amiss, and we have dealt wickedly. And so he said, look what he said in verse 38. He said, if they return to thee with all their heart See, he's just backing up Jeremiah 29:13. He said, if we return to thee with all our heart, talking to God, and with all our soul in the land of their captivity, whether we have been carried, them captives, and pray towards the land which has given us to our fathers, towards the city which has been God has chosen for us, then God can build his name for us. Then it says in verse 39, he says, then hear thou from heaven. See, once you do what you're supposed to do, you can hear from heaven. And he said, from God's dwelling place, there are prayers and there are supplications, and manifest as the cause of what's going on in life will be forgiven, and their sins will be forgiven also. See, we got to understand, if we can identify ourselves with Christ and follow the instructions, then is the third part, which is the best part. We can receive the promise. See, this is the last part of this scripture. He said, then I will hear from heaven. This tells me that God is listening to our prayers of repentance. And then, and only then, he will answer us. You can go back and read 2 Chronicles 6:26-27 and verse 30. It will tell you the same thing. And then he said, he will forgive our sins and heal our land. Well, then, before God can bless you, he has to see Jesus in front of you. See, this means that Jesus has covered our sins with his blood to remove our sins. And in other words, you have to receive forgiveness through Jesus Christ in order to be blessed by God. Well, I thought you said that God and Jesus are the same. Well, yes, he is. But you got to understand that the Bible says that the only way through the Father, the only way to the Father is through the Son. So that way we can be forgiven, we have to go through Jesus Christ. So, Brother John, how do we get our land here? God wants us truly to prosper in our lives. What is the land? The land can be considered as our lives, our body, our businesses, and our relationships. See, God is my Jehovah Rapha. This means he's the healer. He's that healer. And see, God that heals, he wants to heal the land. But God wants to heal everything that concerns you. So if we can take this scripture, if my people are called by my name, we got to understand that we need to humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face. And then the part we need to do is turn from our wicked ways. Then we can hear from heaven, and he will forgive our sins and heal our lands. I don't know about you, but that is as simple as 1, 2, 3. Listen, for right now, y'all, I can stop preaching for right now tonight because we've been preached to all the time. But can I give y'all some real talk just for a minute before we close out? Just some real talk. Understand real talk. This, y'all. The reason why we are in this season is because man has put God aside and start doing everything on his own. We left God out of the school. We left God out of our home. And surprisingly, we left God out of the church. And that's bad. Because the Bible says in Psalms 9:17, listen to this. The Bible says a nation who forgets God will turn into hell. Mankind has gotten so smart, y'all, that they think, and we think as humans, we don't need God for anything and anymore. And see, so what happens is God allowed the enemy to come in and fool us as people to believe we can live any way we want to live and live without him. But I'm here to tell you, y'all, that's a hard not life because without God on the side, where would we be? Now, y'all know what I mean when I say if God didn't step in on your behalf of your situation, what would we be? We'd be messed up, jacked up, and probably most of us would be locked up. So, but I'm trying to get you to understand that during this pandemic, the government would have you to believe that everything is all right. And they think by giving you a few dollars, allowing you to go back in the public and spend your little stimulus check and die doing it while you having a good time. So you think.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, ain't it funny how they set this thing up? When Easter rolled out, you only saw one or two sales commercials, and the world couldn't capitalize on that season. So now here comes the government again saying, okay, you can go out, do what you want to do. It's your thing. And see, pay close attention to this now. How did they do this thing? They opened and reopened all the places that most African-American people frequently visit, which is the barbershop. I'm just saying, with y'all. The gym.
Yeah.
The hair salon.
Yeah.
And this ain't no coincidence, y'all. And so anything that we are going to, they open it so we can walk in and basically kill ourselves. So check this out. Me and my wife just went riding today. We didn't get out because we know better. We just went and riding around, and we went past some places, and we just looked. Salon's still open. People still going through life just like ain't nothing happened. See, you got to understand this thing is a setup, and God give us godly wisdom to do what we need to do, but we need to listen to the word of God. Then watch this. If that didn't work, in the next few weeks, Cinco de Mayo is coming up. This is another set of people the government really don't care about. So they let that come up so you can go out on that day. And if that don't work, right around the corner is Mother's Day. Now, I can tell you something right now. That's a big one because nobody wants to stay home on that day. People would love to go do nothing less but take mama and moms and them to out to dinner or have everybody over for a cookout and celebrate. But see, now, you got to understand, you got to watch the trick of the enemy. And then he's saying, if that don't work, woo, by Memorial Day weekend, them folks would be tired of staying at home, protecting themselves, and want to get out and, again, do their thing. Well, I'm here to tell y'all, if you want to go out and have a good time, please don't even think about inviting me, because for me and my house, we are going to stay home. And you can find that in the book of First Isolation 24/7. See, that's that book. If you ain't read them, you better learn how to get it. Because, see, this, I'm not coming. You can fix me a plate, and I might do a drive-by and pick it up. And I know as I say I might. But what I'm trying to say to people is don't let the world fool you. God allows this season to happen to bring us closer together to each other and back to him. That's bottom line. Some of us have never prayed like this and never prayed like this in our lifetime, like we can pray right now. See, time to read the Bible, meditate on God's word, and spend time watching Christian television. See, God shut this thing down. We're so busy wanting to go to sporting events and all these other things, and we're so busy, we forget about God. So what God do, he said, okay, I'm going to allow this to happen and turn this thing around for my good and for my glory. See, listen, we spend so much time away from home, some of y'all don't even know your daughter was pregnant, and some of y'all don't even know your son's had 5 tattoos because you don't even spend time at home with your family. And
you
see, understand, this will pass, but we need to be able to give God the glory and honor and the praise for now and days to come because we know what this season brings. This season brings clarity. It brings time to spend with him. It brings us to understand that we cannot do this without God. In this last part I'm about to say, and I'll be finished, listen to this. Let me give you this last bit of wisdom, y'all. If you really want some spiritual wisdom, listen to these instructions. The world would tell you to put on your PPE. And we know that's your personal protection, your personal protective equipment. But I'm here to tell you, Brother Jones going to tell you something spiritual. He said, God said, your personal protective equipment is your Bible, your anointed oil, and your whole armor of God. See, that's your PPE. If you don't believe it, go to Ephesians 6:11 and 17. See, you put on the whole armor of God, you protect it. You anoint yourself with oil, you protect it. If you're reading your Bible and doing what the Bible says, you protect it. That's your equipment. And then the other part they tell you, stay at home. Well, that's what the world says. But God says it a different way. God says, Psalms 46, he said, be still. Well, if you're going to be still, you might as well stay home. And he said, be still and know that I am God. He said, I will be exalted among the heathens. Even the heathens will praise God. And I'll be exalted in the land and in the earth. So we know that if we stay home, we can be still and know who God is. But here we go to the last two parts. The Bible, the people of the world said, wash your hands. Well, the Bible tell you the same thing. James 4:8 tell you the same thing. He said, while you stay home and be still, he said, draw nigh to God, and he would draw nigh to you. So watch this. Yeah. It says, cleanse your hands. That's what the word says, James 4:8. It says, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. What is the word saying? He said, you need to get rid of all that stuff that's in your life and then built up in your heart and in your mind and cleanse yourself. And so, therefore, you can come back to him. And the last part is maintaining social distance. Now, if you can't get this, I don't know what else to tell you. Maintaining social distance in the world is different from what we fast. Second Corinthians 6:17. It makes it plain. Social distance says, therefore, come out from them and be separated. Now, I don't know what social distance is in the natural, but the Spirit tells me that I must come out from them. Who's of them? Those in the world, and be separated. Who said it? The Lord. And this is what he says after that. He says, touch not or touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. I don't know about you, but I got my PPE equipment. I know how to stay home. I know how to wash my hands. I know how to maintain social distance through the Word of God. So I'm just telling you tonight, if you can't get it, you better get it and get on board, because it's as simple as 1, 2, 3. I hope you got a word out of tonight that God has gave you something to take with you and use it for the rest of your life. People, be safe. Don't let these folks in this world tell you nothing else, but you better go to God and God's people and ask for instructions. Amen.
Amen. Awesome word. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. Bless the Lord tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
That
is an awesome word.
I think we
need to take the time and go on and give
Hallelujah.
God some glory
Thank
out there
Lord.
In radio land.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless your
Amen.
Name, God. Glory
Yes,
for this right now in the name
Thank
of
you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah,
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray, Lord God, that
yes,
we
God.
Receive this word
yes.
on tonight,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
I pray that this
yes,
word
Lord.
Will our heart,
yes,
God,
Lord. Yes,
and
Lord.
That we would adhere to this word,
yes,
Lord God.
Yes, yes.
Personal protective equipment, Lord. We have it already.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
We just need to pick it up. Hallelujah.
Yes,
pick
yes.
up our Bible.
Yes.
Pick up prayer. Hallelujah. We need to pick it up. So we thank God tonight
Amen.
For
Amen.
This man, a woman of God,
Amen.
That has brought forth the word
Amen.
On tonight.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I feel the Holy
thank
Ghost.
You.
It is fire
yes,
on the inside. It's like fire shut up in my bones
Amen.
Right now.
Thank
it
you,
is a word that is in time and due season.
Amen.
And I want everybody to press 1 on your phone, because I know you want to say something on tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I know you want to say something tonight to this man of God. Press 1 on your phone, and we will bring you live on the air to talk to Minister Jones and Emily. So we have 1 in queue at this time. The first 3 digits is 334. And the last 4 is 7982. You are now live on the air, caller.
Yes, this I'm Shirley Freeney, Arnell Freeney's mother.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Heard so much about you. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fair, but I need you to pray for me.
All
okay,
right.
Awesome.
Mr. John?
We'll definitely do that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father God, we thank you right
thank
now
you, Lord.
For Mother Freeney right now in the
yes,
name of
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
God.
Thank
you,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
You are everywhere.
Thank
we know
you,
that you are God who hears
yes, you
and
hear,
you
Lord,
answer
God.
Prayer.
Yes, Lord.
God, you have a great track record
yes,
of
yes,
us. We stand
thank
your
Lord.
We know, God, that
thank
you can
Lord,
move when you want
right
to move.
Now, Lord,
we ask you to send your healing
yes.
anointing
yes,
to Alabama right now
yes,
in the
Lord,
name
yes,
of Jesus. God, there's
you,
no
Lord.
Distance in prayer.
Oh, God, we thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, I
we
thank you right,
right
now for
the
power
yes,
of my
yes,
oh, God,
God.
Touch
yes,
right
God.
Now.
Right now,
from
Lord.
The crown of our head to the very sole
oh,
of
our
feet.
Feet Lord,
in
God.
The mighty
Lord,
name of
yes,
God, God, I thank
right
you.
Now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We believe
every
you,
blood,
Lord,
every
yes,
system,
Lord.
Every in our body, Lord,
thank
will function in perfection,
God.
I thank you. For
thank
your power,
you,
Lord.
Lord
God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for the blood
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I
thank
cleanse,
you, Lord.
Oh God,
yes.
that heals,
thank
deliver,
you,
set free, God. I
yes,
thank you
God.
right
thank
now
you,
for your might and your power
yes,
and for your healing virtue
you, Lord.
And for your miracle
thank
working
you, Lord.
Power, God.
Miracle
we pray right
power.
Now that whatever
right now,
the need is, it is met
it is done.
In Jesus'
it is done
name.
In Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name.
Jesus
Hallelujah.
Name.
Hallelujah. God, we
yes.
give God
thank you.
Lord, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Whatever the need is,
thank
God
you, Lord,
got it.
Thank
and
you, Lord,
He Jesus. Has heard that prayer tonight.
Hallelujah.
And we are believing
yes,
that
yes,
whatever
yes.
your desires
yes,
are,
yes.
God has taken care of it on
yes,
tonight.
Yes,
you
yes.
took the time
thank
to call.
You. Thank you.
From know that the word has really gone forth. So we thank you so much for calling in. Amen.
Thank you so much for your
Hallelujah.
Support. We pray for
thank
your healing.
You.
and everything you need, that God will continue to bless
you.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank
Amen.
You. You
Amen.
Are protected. Amen.
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 You got
God
your
bless
PPE.
You.
You got your PPE on.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
We have another in queue. The first three digits is 770. The last four is 4183. And you are now live on the air, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
This is Sister Flora.
Hello.
Oh,
how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
We've been listening to the word, Bella and I. This has been awesome.
Yes, this is an awesome word.
Amen.
Yeah, we thank the pastor for God using it to be such a wonderful word. It was needed more than ever. And we thank God for continuing keeping all of us still, you know, just waiting on him, because we know that this is going to pass away like everything else, and the trouble never lasts, and we're going to be stronger than ever. And this is a wake-up call for us, and now they have left the Lord, and I listen to God, and I be obedient. It's a wake-up call. And I just pray for God's people to turn around from their way. Like the pastor was saying, see my people, they call by my name. They just turn around and seek my prayers and pray. That then would I hear from heaven and I will heal the land. So my prayer for the people to turn around from their ways to God's way, to come back to the first love, because this is nothing, because God has the power to do and to will. God has the power to overthrow. God has the power to tear down. What he tear down, nobody can rebuild. God has the power to preach, and when he preaches, nobody can release. So he's almighty in every which way. So thank you, thank you, Pastor, for bringing such an awesome word. Thank you, Pastor Butterfield and Mrs. Butterfield. We love you very much, and we miss you, and I know that we're going to be united real soon again, okay?
Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Both
of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have another
okay,
queue. 404, last four digits is
3588.
Now live on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for the word. It is as simple as 1, 2, 3. And as for me and my family, we're going to continue to stay in the house. And we're going to stay spending time with God. It's a really a time of unity for families. And so we're going to continue to stay in this time. And Journey was listening, and she wanted to say something as well.
Thank you for the word.
So we was listening when Minister Jones got done. She said, amen. So I said, I'm going to let you say something too, girl. So we really enjoyed the word on tonight.
Man,
yes.
Thank you.
Let's go. Yes.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank God for those of you who are listening. I know you've been blessed.
Yes, Lord. We thank God for
Minister Jones.
Yes,
always
for
have a powerful
word.
Oh my goodness. Thank God. We bless him and his wife. Amen.
Thank God for preachers singing that song.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Got him stirred
Lord.
Up before he
yes,
got started.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
You got any final words you want to leave the people with before we go?
Yes, sir. Listen. I just want you to understand that God is not a man that he should lie. What if God has promised you, he's going to see it through. All we got to do is stay focused on him and not let this season deter us or distract us from what God is already saying. We already know the word says the Bible has not given us a spirit of fear, but of sound mind, power, and love. And so we understand that things will happen in life, but we know life in Christ will make everything all right. So we just
That's
have to
right.
stay focused. We know we are human, but God is more than that in us. And so if we
That's
are
right.
know that if we are in love with Christ, Christ will love us, and we just do what God has us to do, we'll get through this our season. And guess what? Let me just say this. To be honest with you, staying at home ain't no problem with me, because I don't know about y'all, but I love me some Emily Jones. And let me tell you something. God will fix this thing up. Where you can stay home with your loved one and not scratch each other's eyeballs out. So what we do is we doing what the world is doing. We recreating a new lifestyle. When we used to go out for movies, then we stay in for the movies. So we got to look at this thing. God has blessed us, and we don't even know it. How much money are you saving now for eating out, burning up gas?
Oh, my God.
Shopping?
I know that's
we don't look at the things that God has blessed us with. We look at the things that we can't do. But God has given us more time to get. Listen, I bet you some of y'all Christians right now ain't never had more time to rest than ever before. And you stay gone so much, God has got time for you to reach rest, to rest, recuperate, save some money, lose some weight. Because that's where the weight coming from, all that fast food we eat. Oh, I'm just talking on the natural side right now. But look at the blessing of all this.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Every morning I wake up and look next door to the person beside me, and I just smile, and I say, there is a God. I'm not bragging.
Yes.
I'm just telling you how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so if you're home with somebody, and y'all looking at each other all cock-eyed, you need some more Jesus. I don't know about y'all, but we're having a good time over here at 9238 Overlook Drive.
Go ahead.
Come on.
So God
has
blessed
us,
and we understand the season. And so we're going to glorify God and honor God and keep on doing what we're doing and telling other folks, hey, listen, you better get on board because it's simple as 1, 2, 3.
Get on board. Man, you are telling the truth.
Amen.
We are having ourselves a good time. You know what? I'm like you. I'm enjoying myself at home. You hear me? I was telling
my husband,
I'm enjoying every minute. So I'm just enjoying myself. We are hanging in there. We rolled out today, too. But I tell you, God is good. He is awesome and just giving us time to study the word and giving us time to pray and get to know each other better and regroup and reset and all of that. So,
you have a nice night. Look,
yes, sir.
Listen, I want to say something to the single folks out there, too.
Listen, if you're by yourself,
I just want to say something to the single folks out there.
Uh-huh.
If you're by yourself, you ain't really by yourself. God is right there with you. He just wants you to have a date with him so you can get to know him, and then he'll send you a boo. But you got to do it right, though. You see what I'm saying? And so at this single time, God might say, listen, this is the time for you to say, okay, Lord, what is it I need to clean out, remove, from my life so you can fix me up with who you need to fix me up with. So, again, we can't look at this thing as a negative. We got to look at it as a positive side because that's what the enemy wants us to do is look like, well, we can't go nowhere, we can't do nothing. No, sit down somewhere and know that I am God. Be still sometimes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Ooh, that is awesome, man. I was just meditating on some stuff you were just talking about.
Yeah.
I tell you, that is awesome. That is awesome. God is so good. And we thank God for you. We know that God continue to use you. We bless your life. We pray, God, every desire that you have, that God would grant it to you.
Yes.
Amen. You and your wife, amen, that God would continue
Lord.
To use you
for
his glory. Use you all for his glory.
Yes.
We thank God for the relationship.
Yeah,
but we love you guys so much. We continue to
pray
for one another that God will continue to put us higher and higher in him.
Yes.
That when the world see us, they will see him.
Yes.
Not that they want to see us, but
when they do see us,
that they will see him and
Lord.
He will be glorified in everything we do.
Yes.
Whatever we do, we do it all for the glory of God.
Because
we realize that we
That's
are nothing
right.
without him.
Without him.
Or but with him.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh
we can do
God.
All things
all
through
things.
Christ.
Who strengthens
us.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
So we thank
yes,
you all
Lord.
For tonight. We bless your life. We ask you
thank
to
you,
visit our website, ButterfieldsMinistriesWorldwide.com. Check us out. Go to YouTube.
Yes.
Look for Stephen Butterfield. You see some of our songs, some of our messages there. Go ahead and check us out. We pray that you be blessed. We want God to continue to bless you, and especially you.
Yes.
And tonight we wanted you every Saturday night to tell your neighbors at 8 p.m. to dial 917-388-4161 to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield.
Have a great night.